Marjorie Taylor Greene previews House vote to defund PBS, NPR. By Hannah Knudsen on May 29, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Delivering on Government Efficiency, DOGE, previewed the upcoming House vote to defund PBS and NPR, ensuring that she is a proud yes vote. It's happening, House to vote on defunding NPR and PBS, the Georgia congresswoman announced. After years of demanding an end to the use of your hard-earned tax dollars to fund left-wing propaganda, we're finally getting it done, she said, thanking the work of not only President Donald Trump but the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and the DOGE Committee. The first rescissions package is heading to the House, and it includes cuts to NPR and PBS, she said, articulating the concerns of many Americans who have become increasingly worried about the bias and propaganda espoused by these taxpayer-funded institutions over the last few years. Public broadcasting has become nothing more than a mouthpiece for the Democrats' woke agenda. They lie about our president, smear conservatives, and push radical gender ideology on our children, all while raking in taxpayer dollars from a nation that overwhelmingly rejects their propaganda, she said. No more. Green said, this is the beginning of the end for taxpayer-funded fake news. If liberal billionaires want this garbage on the air, they can pay for it themselves. The American people shouldn't be forced to foot the bill, she said, assuring that she will be proud to vote yes. Monday's vote comes 1 month after Trump signed an executive order halting funds to both PBS and NPR in an order bluntly titled, Ending Taxpayer Subsidization of Biased Media. The executive order contends that Americans have the fundamental right to expect their tax dollars, particularly those going to fund public broadcasting, to fund only fair, accurate, unbiased, and nonpartisan news coverage. No media outlet has a constitutional right to taxpayer subsidies, and the government is entitled to determine which categories of activities to subsidize. The CPB's governing statute reflects principles of impartiality. The CPB may not contribute to or otherwise support any political party, the text of the order reads in part. The CPB fails to abide by these principles to the extent it subsidizes NPR and PBS. Which viewpoints NPR and PBS promote does not matter. What does matter is that neither entity presents a fair, accurate, or unbiased portrayal of current events to taxpaying citizens, it adds. NPR has since sued the Trump administration over this order. The AP reports that PBS and NPR received roughly $500 million in public money through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.